relationships, parenting, faith. Discover books that will help you grow. The Wednesday Bookmark is brought to you by BooksForChrist.com.
Joining us this week for the Wednesday Bookmark is Ingrid Farrow. Ingrid is Dean of Academic Affairs and Associate Professor of Old Testament at Northern Seminary. She has two married children and three grandchildren. Ingrid lives in Illinois. We're going to talk about her book, co-authored with Janelle Alberts, Honest Answers, Exploring God Questions with Your Tween. Thanks so much for your time this morning, Ingrid.
Thank you, Brock. It's good to be with you.
You intend this book to be used for discussion between parents and kids. So how did that goal influence the way it was pieced together in terms of chapter layout and so on?
The decision was made because both Janelle and I, Janelle currently has a couple of tweens. I've certainly had them, and I work with and teach and mentor a lot of people and students with tweens, and both coming into and exiting that stage. And we realized in reflecting even in my own life how important discussion is with the kids and developing that as a lifestyle of having conversation with them and being able to lead them into it. So that was really the motivation behind it. How could we write something that both provided substantive information but also was a primer for parents to help lead their kids into short discussions on topics that are pertinent and that we found people are asking.
The book is divided into four parts, each with three chapters, addressing some of the biggest faith questions that come up on the Bible, prayer, faith and science, and the church being the four main sections. Let's begin with talking about the Bible. What sorts of questions do tweens tend to ask about the Bible?
There's so many challenges. There's so many challenges from the school, from friends, from the news, and anything that kids come up with, and it seems to come up earlier all the time. But there's challenges about, you know, the Bible, being told that the Bible is really just a bunch of myths and it's all fake, and there's so many things that are circulating all the time. So we wanted to address them and include scholarly information, practical information. So we have a parent primer that provides information as well as references. And then we go into a Q&A section, something that the parents can sit down with the kids, talk about, ask questions, hopefully keep it interesting and engaging. You know, how is the Bible put together? Why is it reliable? You know, what's the reputation among scholars and people? And just giving some background. So we provide really information that we're hoping will help give the parents stuff that they might not have had access to or thought to look for.
In your second section on prayer, you talk about praying unedited. What is that?
Yeah, when it comes to prayer, it's such a confusing topic for so many. And so often kids as well as adults will say, you know, I prayed for this and nothing happened, and does God hear? And so often prayer has become for some people like a formula, or just you sit down and ask God for stuff and hope that he does it. But what we're trying to develop is the importance of developing a relationship with God, developing a conversation with God as well, because it's unless we ourselves are developing that conversation, it's hard to teach kids that what prayer is talking with God and then listening. So that's some of the underlying things. And you know, the scripture is full of things like lament and people crying out to God and asking why and so forth. And sometimes we've made ourselves and kids feel like it's not okay to ask God tough questions.
How about faith and science? What can we tell our kids about why science and faith fight so much when they could just be getting along?
Yeah, that's a great question, Brock, because we've seen that over and over where so often faith and science, both sometimes in the churches as well as in the schools, they're put in opposition to each other. When God created science, he created all the laws of the universe. So we bring up some of the very tough questions and help them engage in a way to look to God for answers as well as in scripture and demonstrate that they're not adverse to each other. You can have both a strong faith and also have a scientific belief because God created it. So we address some of the tough topics without giving pat answers, but help them to engage with scripture in a way that what was the purpose of the text and what is it trying to tell us and why are reasons that it doesn't contradict science. So we explore it from several different viewpoints and include both atheists, agnostics, and scientists, as well as really grounded, because we are solid, grounded, Bible-believing, Janelle and I, Bible-believing people. But as we explore Scripture, we find, I find, and Janelle and I find more and more answers and reasons to believe in the validity of Scripture without annihilating science.
Your final overarching area is church. What are some of the key points there?
Church has become sometimes, you know, we hear about the nuns, at least, and not the N-U-N, but the N-O-N-E apostrophe S, those who are dropping out of church, and both kids as well as adults. And so we discuss, you know, what is church? What does it really mean? And going back to Scripture originally, as far as what was the church when it started, what is it meant for? And we talk about some of the problems that have happened in church history and things like that. So we cover a variety of topics, but ultimately come back to the church as the gathering of God's people. And I think especially right now, as we've gone through and are going through this global pandemic, I think right now this chapter is perhaps more timely than ever because we're all having to reevaluate what is church when we can't or aren't coming together in one place. What is the church globally? What are our responsibilities toward one another? So it really is the assembling of God's people, whether it's via Zoom or some other means, but it's how do we reach out to one another? What are our responsibilities toward one another? What's God's intention for his people towards each other and then toward the world? So then what are the implications of that in our mission to reaching people for Christ?
At the age of 11, your own son asked a brutally difficult question about his dad. Would you be willing to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And so my son, at the age of 11, my husband, who had been sick for 9 years and just in constant chronic pain, finally gave up and took his life. And shortly after that, I also faced some severe financial setbacks from trusting the wrong people in business. And so my son, he just said, I think God is mad at us and has abandoned us. And my son, he didn't understand, of course. How could he understand why his dad took his life? And he also took it personally. He thought maybe he had done something. So all kinds of questions and anger and bitterness rose up in him. And for 5 years, he went as far away from God as possible. But the one thing that helped bring him back was we decided to continue to talk. So even when he had dropped out of high school and was on drugs, and again, he's told me now that I can say anything about his life because now it's part of his testimony. Hmm. But it was continuing in conversation and allowing him to express his anger and his grief and his confusion and lash out and do crazy things. And for me to know that and learn, God had to teach me that God had planted the seed of his word in his heart, that God was at work even when I couldn't see it. And so he did come back around at 18, and now is a faithful, strong follower of Christ. But helping, it so formed the way I view everybody that I had to keep believing in my own son as well, even when there was no evidence of any faithful following or anything turning out well, because my faith was in God, and we just kept talking.
Mm, man, what a story. Leave that parent of tweens or even single-digit aged kids with a closing thought on how they can prepare themselves for the God questions.
I think the most important thing is to not be afraid. So often we're afraid, am my kids going to turn out okay? Am I saying the right thing? Do I have the right answers? And so forth. So I think the most important thing is for us as parents or youth leaders, for us to be developing a deep walk with God and to not be afraid of the questions our kids ask, not be afraid if we don't have the answers, not be afraid if we say something wrong, but just keep talking and keep talking with God first and foremost. Keep spending time in his word to learn what God has to say and just come honestly before God and develop that as a habit in our own lives so that our kids can enter into it. So I think that's kind of the best thing that I can say is just don't be afraid and keep following God. And I think that kind of sums it up for me.
Honest Answers, Exploring God Questions with Your Tween. Ingrid Farrow, co-author, our guest this week for the Wednesday Bookmark. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Brock.
To hear this interview again or to discover more great books, visit chri.ca. The Wednesday Bookmark, brought to you by booksforchrist.com. Proudly Canadian, booksforchrist.com.